If you go ahead and headphone up, Lem Arroyo's in the house from Legacy Event Center. Hey, Lem, how are you today? Glad you could be here.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Tell us about the Legacy Event Center and the Survivors exhibit on the Art Trail. Laura's been photographed. The photographer is Pamra Culp.
Pamra Culp. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was going to bring you a picture of it, but I couldn't find one yet. So
oh, maybe
I'm
they
sorry
lost
about that.
It. That would be good.
Yes, ma'am. the Legacy event is this coming Friday, tomorrow. We're located at 1500 14th Street. And we invite you all to this evening of art, live music, and we're going to have some hors d'oeuvres also. And this is this beautiful building has been restored for the arts. And
yeah, it's nice.
People mm-hmm. to come and see it.
Yeah, so. I've been in there. Now, what are the... obviously, there's survivors exhibit. There have been a lot of cancer survivors have been photographed by Pamra Culp, and those are going to be on exhibit there. But the big deal going on there at the Legacy is the services for women. Tell us about that.
We have this place. We call it BCHI, which is the Breast Cervical Health Initiative,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that they do pretty much is try to provide services for women. With breast cancer.
Mm.
And they also want to have what we call it the Make Me Shine Boutique, so which is a place where a woman can come in and pretty much look themselves pretty and maybe wigs, things like that. And
oh, so you have wigs or head coverings available for women.
Correct. It's something that is on the works. So it's,
oh, okay. It's, so it's not open yet.
It's not open quite yet.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's a great service to offer, though. Because wigs can be extremely expensive, and so a lot of women would need some help probably in that area.
Right.
To get, and that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, you know, with the number of wigs that you have, Laura, with your, you know, with your condition, I mean...
Well, and mine were given to me by my friend, Kim Dale. She had some. She's a hairdresser and had several wigs that her husband was wanting her to... get rid of because they were taking a lot of space in the house. So she gave me several wigs. And, of course, I'm not going to wear all of them, so I'll probably pass those along either to the Legacy or Joe Arrington Cancer Center for
that's,
other people to use.
But now when they're using human hair and stuff like that, it's very, very, very expensive to do that.
Even synthetic ones can be expensive.
My daughter's actually cut her hair twice for mm-hmm. Locks for Love.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a neat deal.
That is neat.
So what time's the exhibit open on Friday, man?
We are in conjunction with the Arts Trail, so we start at 6 o'clock from 6 to 9.
Okay, awesome.
And some of the things that we are going to feature is obviously we're going to be celebrating the 19th annual Common Race for the Cure and Breast Cancer Survivorship. And they're going to be featuring, obviously, the pictures from Ms. Pamra Culp. We're also going to have printings on this place of JoBeth Gillam. She's one of the cancer survivors also.
Right.
And
you'll have her paintings?
Her paintings, yes, ma'am. And we're also going to have Teresa Martin's sculptures. She takes gores and she carves them and makes them look very beautifully.
Wow. That should be interesting.
So some art will be displayed
ma'am.
In addition to the photo exhibit. How long will this exhibit be open?
We open on for the Arts Trail from 6 to 9.
Okay. And then is it going to still be there for a while, or is that it, just the one day?
Some of the paintings are pretty much permanently on the walls until somebody buys them.
Right.
And or we go through them on specific times.
Mm-hmm.
And we have different people coming in and display different art.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's a cool deal. That's the Breast Cervical Health Initiative over at the Legacy Center. You guys are at 14th and Avenue O, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, see you tomorrow night, 6 to 9 o'clock on the Art Trail.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with
us,
man.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
714.